Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. It's all about sex education, relationships, and intimacy. Around here, it ain't your mama's talk. You'll learn it right the first time and learn to walk the walk. She's a country girl, she drinks sweet tea. She's always got her boots on, it's as simple as can be. She loves her tacos, she loves her chocolate cake. And she always says y'all, for goodness sake. Hey, it's Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. It's all about sex education, relationships, and intimacy. It's Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee.
Hey y'all, it's Monica Lee, and we are on the front porch. I hope everybody's having a fucking fabulous hump day. You know, hump days are so fabulous, but it's even better when you got the Golden Girls with you. So tonight, I have the very special privilege of having four very special women with me, and we're going to talk some real talk. So I refer to them as the Golden Girls because they're just fabulous. It's fabulous, and we're going to talk about all things sex, relationships, intimacy, over the age of 65, and so much more. They say, like fine wine, it only gets better. Well, darlings, we're going to hear all about that firsthand, if that is true indeed, because I believe it is. Because as we mature, we understand even more the beauty of sex and intimacy. However, I know as well that there are some issues to deal with as our bodies grow older with each year that passes. And, you know, today everybody is so hush-hush about talking about sex and intimacy over the age of 65. And they think that because you have crossed that age that you don't have sex anymore. Well, that's not true. They think that because, you know, you get to a certain age, everything just stops. That's not true. There's some issues where people have their 4th of July stands completely shut down and men's sparklers don't sparkle as much. But, you know, we're gonna talk about all that tonight. So let's have some fun. And I want these ladies to introduce themselves. How are you, ladies?
Fantastic. Hello. I had no idea. Fabulous. I'm fabulous. I'm fucking fabulous.
I love you. The woman after my own heart. I love you so much. So, one by one, I want y'all to introduce yourselves and to tell us your status. Air quotes, y'all, if you can't, because I know y'all can't see me. But tell us your status.
I'm Dorothy, and my status is still waiting. I'm Sophia, and I'm horny as hell. I'm Rose, and I'm in limbo.
Oh, okay.
Hi, y'all. I'm Blanche, and I'm ready.
Woman after my own heart. I just want to thank y'all, because I know two of y'all traveled from a distance. How long did it take y'all to get here? Well, you had to go around the world.
If you don't count getting lost, it only took a while. Getting lost, it takes longer.
Well, it's okay, but your hair, and we had a good time.
We're going west instead of east.
It's all right. It's okay.
About 40 minutes.
Hey, you took the scenic route. You took the scenic route.
We got here early.
But we had fun. We've
been having fun.
You know, if everybody just could have been little flies on the wall, because, I mean, the minute they hit the door, we were talking some real talk. We were already talking about porn and
trash,
all kinds of stuff.
We love trash. We are trash.
So, age. How old are you? How old are you guys? If y'all don't mind me asking.
70,
72, 71, 69. A good year.
That's just a good number. Oh, say it.
69.
I know, we were talking about that earlier. Oh, y'all, we were talking about all kinds of stuff. I don't blush, but I think I did just a little bit there, but it's okay because I'm adding to it. I'm adding to it. And, y'all, this is not scripted. This is real life reality right now. It's real life. So you've given your statuses. What do y'all think about sex today in this modern age compared to sex?
I'd like to have some.
Me too.
It's a lot better now than it was when I was younger. Well, I can remember growing up as a teen, well, young teen, and I couldn't imagine my parents having sex. That was the most god-awful thing I could think of. But then as I got older, I realized it ain't so bad after all.
It takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long.
That's a good one. You go, girl. You go, girl.
Well, I just think it gets better.
Well, of course it does.
You can find a good partner.
Well, of course. That's the key, is finding a partner. I don't think they can handle all this deliciousness in this room tonight, you know?
No, most men can't. They're just too intimidated.
If I had a penny for every time I heard you're intimidating, I really could be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I could just sit on my front porch all day long and watch.
And all they got to do is just try and look at it.
All they have to do is just blow in my ear and I'll follow them anyway.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. My ears and my neck are
sensitive. I'm going to blow somewhere else. Yeah, there's a difference between blowing.
Yes, it is. But, you know, there's some people out there that don't know the difference. They don't know the difference between blowing and sucking.
Well,
they
call in and we'll tell them what the difference is.
Oh, y'all heard it.
That's because
and it doesn't suck.
It's called a blowjob because once you suck on them, they just blow it all up.
And she's doing the animation, y'all. She's got her arms up in the air. She's
just
making
like
the motion.
Well, it just shoots out. I call it a blowjob.
Explosion is what she did.
Explosion.
So, if we're going to be talking about blowjobs, do y'all still do it? Do y'all still fancy
yes,
a good blowjob?
Without my teeth. They like it better.
Well, I still have my teeth, but
they like it better when you don't have your teeth in your mouth. I promise you that.
Well, you can just put your lips over your teeth.
How do you do that? You just kind of gum it like that? Yeah. That's a trick there. But, you know, that's what I don't understand. Is even these, you know, I got men in their 30s and 40s who say, I don't like teeth. Well, who the hell are you with that they're gnawing on you? I mean, that's just common sense to just cover the girls.
Yeah, sometimes you get so excited you can't help it. Just drop down on it.
Well, you know, sometimes you
get carried away.
You know, sometimes it's nice to just nibble a little, especially around the head. You know, you get that little nibble, you know, but.
Now with that nibble, just get to it.
Well, you know, there's, you know, the head of the penis, if we're going to use proper terminology, it's got so many nerve endings, and, you know, you just kind of nibble around it, stick your tongue around it. Amen. Like you said earlier, we were talking about anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were talking about all kinds of stuff about anal sex.
I was not talking about it. I just want to make that clear.
No, but
we were.
I was not.
Me and Blanche
about
over there were.
What did Blanche talk about? Everything.
There are no limits and no filters. So if any of y'all out there have virgin ears, please just continue or stick around because you might learn you something tonight.
That's about old sex.
Yeah.
Old sex or oral sex?
You know, I don't see.
Sex never gets old.
Sex never gets old. No, it doesn't. And that's why it just baffles me how some people just stop. It's like it just expires. 65 and women just stop. Now, I know, you know, as our bodies age, we have issues with libido and those fucking hormones. Those fucking hormones, they're just bloody fucking horrible. I mean, I'm 43 and I guess I'm hormonal, but, you know, whatever. That's a whole other show. We'll be talking about hormones and lady bits and man parts next week. But, again, women just, they don't want to see. They just accept. It's like they just lay down and literally let their body wither away. They just think.
Kind of like going and sitting on the front porch and rocking because you're old.
Yes.
You don't have to do
Well,
that.
They don't even rock. They just sit in the chair. Hell, you can sit in that chair and masturbate. Yeah, rub right. one out. Ain't nothing wrong with rub it out. If you ain't got enough, rub it out. There's toys. Yeah, I'm just saying, they just accept the fact that their bodies aren't what they used to be instead of...
I tried to use a toy one time and it kept squeaking.
What the hell were you using?
It was a dog's ball.
Oh, shit.
And it got caught up in there. Don't you think that most of these people that do that have never really had good...
I just
exactly. Exactly. They, I mean, because if you have that fire and you have that mind-blowing, toe-curling 4th of July explosion in your 4th of July, and y'all, I don't know if my grandmother, and everybody already knows, my grandmother could not say vagina. She said, she called it the 4th of July. Keep your legs closed, 4th of July. So when I refer to it, it's just a habit, I call it the 4th of July. And they've, you know, never had that experience. You know, they weren't, I don't know, they weren't taught how to have sex. It was just a woman has sex with a man because he's got a raging boner and that's it.
She wants because to have
that
a
was
baby.
Her duty.
And she, exactly, it was her duty and she wants to have a baby and that's the only reason why you have sex. And so when their body just doesn't want it anymore, they just stop. And it is true. If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right.
That's why I say rub one out, use a toy, be creative.
The blood flow to your brain has a lot to do with your dementia, but it sure doesn't bother the bottom part. It has a lot of blood flow.
Well, yeah, especially a clit.
It doesn't forget how to do it.
Well, no, you know, the lady bits still get aroused and all that other good stuff. And
but it takes longer.
But it takes a man to get you there.
But, you know.
No, it just not takes
not necessarily.
Long.
No, if the man doesn't have libido anymore, then the woman feels I shouldn't have it.
Or he doesn't have the skills
yes.
well, to get a woman to where she needs to
or
be.
Or he has erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And the woman feels like, at least around our age, the woman feels like, oh my goodness, then I shouldn't want it either.
Or she feels like it's her fault.
It's her fault.
But you know,
he's got a finger and he's got a tongue.
There you go. There's still fingers. There's still, you know, we got some calls here. The lines, y'all out there think, I mean, the lines have been just jam packed even before the show started. And we got a call. Let me see if I can answer these calls real quick. Y'all are famous already. I'm going to have to ask y'all for y'all's autograph. Hold on. Let's see. Area code 337, you're on the air with Monica Lee and the Golden Girls.
Hey, Monica Lee and the Golden Girls. This is Renee calling from the Rosemarie. How are you gals doing?
We're having,
you are, honey, let me tell you, you are missing out. They got their, I'm having my Long Island iced tea minus the Long Island, and they got Coors Light and Miller Lite,
Wild Turkey,
and
I'm listening to how much fun y'all having, but I'm not gonna interrupt y'all's fun. I just called in because I just got one little old question I'm gonna ask y'all. This is one of my mama's now favorite little old jokes, and I'm gonna see which one of these girls can answer this, okay? And I'll send them some of my special hot mama libido enhancer. Whoever gets it right, okay? So, how do you find an old man in the dark?
How do you find an old man in the dark, y'all?
With your hands?
Just feel around. It won't be hard.
What was that?
I said, just feel around. It won't be hard. Y'all should know that. My mom has been telling me that joke since I was a baby girl, and she told it all the way, you know, up until she journeyed on out of here. But I am so excited. In fact, I'm so excited. Each one of y'all, I'm going to get Monica to send me y'all's information, and I'm going to send each one of y'all some hot mama, some libido enhancer. And so get y'all's little libido going. And y'all probably don't even need that. Y'all probably got more libido than Carter's got liver pills, but I'm going to send y'all some anyway. And
we'll take whatever
we need. Yeah, yeah. And Monica, I'm excited about next week, and we're going to get this whole little group. Y'all need to be listening, because I'm going to tell y'all how to naturally not only get all y'all's little body parts going, but how to get your partner's little body parts going and all everything working, so you know y'all can have all this fun that y'all talking about. So
they got issues. They just trying to find a man.
I don't think they do. But what I'm going to do, okay? Y'all, I am going to be y'all's best girlfriend other than Monica Lee, okay? Because I've got stuff that will help the men get their, as I used to say, lead in their pencil, but get everything working so y'all have partners that y'all can have fun with. And so y'all listen to me next week.
I'm going to meet somebody.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all have fun. I can't wait to hear the show, and lots of love to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love.
Love you. Bye. Now, she is one of my very, 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 very best friends, and she's out there in Louisiana, and she's the rainbow. Oh, my God, I'm going to get it right. Rainbow Healing. She makes her own medicine. Yeah, that's Renee. So she makes big Papa Tonic, and we're going to find y'all some men. They got trouble with their little sparklers. We're going to give them some big Papa Tonic. Then y'all going to be saying, get away from me. They'll be hitting y'all on the forehead with it. Careful what y'all ask for, ladies, because you just might get it. We have another caller real quick. This one's been trying to call in. So let's say hello to her real quick. I'm assuming it's a her. I don't know. Erico 209, you're on the front porch with Monica Lee and the Golden Girls. Hello? Erico 209?
I'm here.
She's there.
Hey, who are we talking to?
This is Melissa.
Hey.
It's been dropping on me, but I just keep trying. I finally got it to stick. So I'm here. I just want to let you know I'm here to support y'all.
Well, good. Thank you for being with us. We're having a blast over here. Melissa's from
California. Well, it sounds like it.
You would be just, your face would be hurting. I mean, we're just having a blast. I made all kinds of, I've got a big old spread out for them. And
I see blushing.
Yeah, Melissa's, she always says she's the boring one, but I don't think she's boring. It's them quiet ones you got to watch out for.
That's right.
You got, yeah.
I'm excited to hear the rest of the show and what you guys have to say. So keep up
good.
The good work.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Doll.
Thanks for calling
you
in.
You guys have fun.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Melissa. Okay, so let's try to get back on track here. So, what was your first impression of sex? How old were you when you found out about sex? How'd you find out about it? Let's talk to Blanche first.
I was 10 years old when my mother gave me the talk, and I got, ew, nasty. 2 years later, it was a different story.
Oh, there, see? Now, I mean, how did she tell, when she gave you the talk?
Oh, but no, my mother, she gave me the talk, but it was all nasty to her, too, you know. You didn't do it unless you wanted to have kids, because we were Catholic. So, finally, when I was in college, I looked at her and I said, well, now, wait a minute, Mom. If we're only supposed to do it when we have kids, we come and eat like animals do. This is meant for us to enjoy.
Well, damn it, I'd be in heat every day. Shit. Well.
And ever since then, I've been enjoying it. Well,
there you go. And there you go. So what is your impression? I mean, now versus
back
then. I mean, what?
Oh, my God.
God, it's so much better now than it's ever been.
And are you active?
Because I know what I'm doing.
You know what you want now.
I know what I want, and I know what I need.
See, you pay attention.
I know how to direct somebody to get there.
There you go. There's a lot of people, a lot of women who don't know how to vocalize what they want. And they just, again, it's procreation, and your husband comes in and he wants, you know, to get his jollies off.
Even if I have to do it myself.
You know, there is nothing wrong with rubbing one out every night and every day, every morning. Get up, take a shower, work with Pete.
I never get anything done. I'm so busy rubbing it out.
Well, that and carpal tunnel. And you know, my fingers have been going numb a little bit lately. I think I might have some carpal tunnel issues.
I hurt the toy the other night. Dog's bone with the squeaker in it.
I'm never going to ever forgive the dog bone with the squeaker.
I heard that
So you broke a toy the other night?
I think I broke it.
What'd you do?
Well, it just didn't want to come out. Oh,
shit. You got so tense.
Well, that sucker.
See, now, if that would have been a man, you would have climbed him like a tree.
He didn't have to go to the emergency room, did he? No. Thank God.
Well, what the hell were you doing?
Well,
I
relaxed.
Was it you, Paul?
I had the air down flat on the tail on the bed. Oh, you stand for another beer.
See, and
Mama, you are embarrassing me.
Let's see now, if that would, and I know there's men out there that are probably saying, damn, who is she? How can I find her? Because, you know, especially if you climb on top.
Well, tell them to call me and I'll give them their name.
Men like that when you clamp down. You climb on top like a monkey or climbing like a tree. And that's my favorite saying. I'll climb him like a tree. I just ain't found a tree to climb. Shit. But, you know, I see somebody out there.
My tree was all over his eyes.
He needs some of Mama Nene's Big Papa Tonic. Then he's Mighty Oak. Oh yeah, we're gonna send you a bottle of Big Papa Tonic next week. No more trees fall over. No, that's not good if you're gonna break a toy like that. So was it broke? Is it still functional?
No, it was still functional. It's just it was kind of hard to get it out.
Well, damn the luck, sister.
Well,
damn.
I cannot believe that.
Okay. Rose, let's go. Let's talk to Rose next. What was your first experience with sex? How did you find out about sex, and what do you think about it now?
I was 17, and I was messing around with my boyfriend. He was like 20, and I thought you're supposed to marry the first person you had sex with.
Uh-huh.
So you're supposed to marry him.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened. Shit.
I didn't know I was very innocent.
Well, I know the first time it was in the back seat of an Oldsmobile down at the Colorado River under the bridge.
Oh, hell.
And it hurt like hell because I didn't know that much about having sex, and I didn't know that you had to pop a cherry.
Rose, how did you find out about sex? Did your mama tell you? How'd you find out?
She didn't tell me. She told me about a menstrual cycle, and that was all. And I didn't know. I had to learn
firsthand, I guess. Or either through my girlfriend.
In the bathroom at school.
Yeah, the bathroom at school.
Yeah, that's where you learn.
We used to write dirty stories, my friends and I, in junior high. And we'd write really dirty stories, and we'd exchange them every day.
Oh, wow.
And
now, in these dirty stories, did you use proper terminology? Did you have nicknames? I mean, like 4th of July
didn't
for me?
I didn't even know what nicknames
were
at that
time. We didn't have nicknames. We just called it what it was.
Did you call it penis?
Yeah.
And you said vagina?
Yeah.
Well, good.
And
that's awesome.
We just wrote these dirty stories.
You didn't say twat and dick?
No. No, we didn't say twat.
You didn't
and dick.
Say pee-pee and...
That was just fun to write those stories and read about it the next day. We exchanged them every day, and it was fun.
Wow. And how old were you?
We were in the 8th grade.
She's going to be 72 in December.
No, I said, how old were they when they were writing the stories?
We were in 8th grade. 7th grade.
Okay. So you knew about it. Okay, awesome. Okay. And who told you? What's your name?
Yeah.
Sophia.
Well, my mother had a sex talk with me when I was about 11. I didn't even know what the hell she was talking about. And I was, she said, do you have any questions? And I thought, well, what questions? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm sitting here, and I love my mommy to death. Love you, Mama, if you're listening. And my mama never told us nothing.
She was talking about it, and I was a tomboy, and I had no interest in that kind of talk.
So, I'm curious. I mean, when your moms were telling you or whatever, were they using, okay, now here we're going to have, the boy sticks his penis in the vagina and this and that. I mean, again, at my house, it was you did not talk about it.
Well, she told it to me once, and that was it, and it was never discussed again.
Okay. So did you tell your kids about it?
Yes, but my kids already knew about it because when I was talking to my daughter, she was about 8, and I didn't use the word penis. I can't remember what I used. I probably said pee-pee. And she said, Mother, it's a penis. And I said, well, more than I do. Because they had books at school.
Oh, okay. I remember getting that little book. It was a little blue book. It had a little girl, and she had a raincoat. I don't know why she had a raincoat. Why did she have that be in the rain to have her period?
The rain represented a condom.
Well, it was about my period, though.
What in the world? What the hell? A raincoat.
A raincoat.
Wear your raincoat.
I've never heard that.
Well, a condom, a rubber's called a raincoat.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
I don't think when you get to me, you'll understand why.
I didn't know that either, Mary. I just thought they were.
Okay. What was her name again?
Dorothy.
Okay.
You've been learning to my mother way too long.
Okay.
I'm going to be very boring because I was 22 years old. It was my wedding night. And the night before, my mother handed me a douchebag and said, you might need this. That was my sex talk.
Oh.
Did you need it?
The thing that got me.
You probably got more enjoyment out of that than you did.
I enjoyed it so much. And the next morning after my wedding night, I was told we couldn't do this every night. And my only question was,
why not?
Who told you that?
My husband.
Oh, hell, Bells. He needs some big Papa Tonic, too.
Well, needless to say, my 40s were fantastic.
No doubt.
Because we weren't married anymore.
There you go. There you go.
Mine, too. And they're still good.
Well, good.
And, Rose keeps pushing me to enjoy it even more when I'm out of state.
Well, it's like Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens
in Vegas?
No, but I'm just saying. Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I have too, and you just
haven't. Hey, wait a minute. I remember this talk. I think you should do that too.
Yeah, but he's not coming back.
Oh, well, hey.
I don't think.
Well, that's when you need to
scare him off or what?
Hey, I look at it this way. We're on this side of the dirt today, So whatever we can get, go for it.
Well,
he's
can.
On
Thank
he's
you.
On that side of the world today, and I'm on this side of the world.
We may be on the
so
other side of the dirt.
That's right. You don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring.
Besides
go ahead
that.
And get you a little something when you can.
Besides that, Dorothy, wait. You have been seeing this guy once a year for 4 months, 5 months. For the last 8 years, 9 years.
Has it been that long?
10 years.
Oh, wow.
Y'all had this flirtation going.
But, you know, sometimes that's like intellectual intercourse.
Oh, well,
yes. That's exactly what it
it's
is.
It's mental foreplay. Y'all are mind
exactly.
fucking each other.
Yeah. But I am not going to have sex with a married man.
He's technically not married. He runs off on his wife all the time. He's never home.
What difference does it make? He's going back to the other side of the world and you're coming back to yours.
He doesn't
sex
want to sex.
Sex is good. No matter
we have a call. They've been holding for a long time. So let's take this real quick. Then we'll talk more about the other side of the world. Area code 510, you're on the front porch with Monica Lee and the Golden Girls. Who are we talking to? Area code 510, you're on the front porch with Monica Lee and the Golden Girls. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Monica.
Hey.
I'm dying. I'm dying over here.
Who are we talking to?
This is Raquel.
Ah, girl. You should be here.
Girl, you know, when I was growing up, let me tell you, I'm the youngest of 11, so my mama didn't have to tell us about the story or what the cherry was because we all knew what was going on.
It just kind of passed down the line, huh? Y'all just
pretty
kind
much.
Of rumored it down the line with the, you know, amongst y'all?
Well, that's what happens when you're the youngest of 11.
Yeah.
You just kind of...
You had the hand-me-down sex talk then, huh?
Yeah, but let me tell you, the brothers were like, hail to the no.
That's, well, you know, again, we can't, you know, my mom, I'm still waiting. Nobody, I didn't even bother to tell my sister. I'm still kind of mortified that at some point when I was 4 years old, my mom and daddy had sex to create my sister. they had sex, and I was four. I'm 4 years older than my sister, y'all, so. That still kind of creeps me out back then.
So I thought it was just...
Wow. Well, I'm sorry you had to hold. I mean, the lines, everybody, you know, they keep dropping because everybody's trying to get in. So you were able to get in real quick. But I'm glad you called finally.
I had to because I was dying. I was dying. These girls, these ladies are killing me.
They're awesome. They are amazing. And I blushed a time or two before the call, before the show even started. They're just my kind of girls. I love them on my front porch. So thank you
okay.
so much for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
That was Raquel. She's from California. So, okay. The porn has come up. Obviously, y'all have talked. Y'all know the websites more than I do. So, y'all are good with porn? Y'all watch it?
Yep.
Nope.
No?
Nope. I have. I'll admit I have.
You have what?
Just saw it tonight.
Well, yeah, I saw it tonight. Well, my ex and I used to watch porn just kind of, you know, freshen up things a little bit. And, but... Here recently, I kind of watch it just to see what's going on, what's changed.
Oh, what do you think? Has anything changed?
Oh, my God, yes. Nobody has any hair anymore.
They all got bent. They all got hardwood floors. We were talking about that the other night, actually. Hardwood floors versus carpeting. And some people actually got the quarter and for the clue bus and they were catching on. Because I posted that because Melissa that called in early, I posted because we were having this discussion back and forth about hardwood floors versus carpeting. And people are like, oh, yeah, you want wall-to-wall carpet? And some people were like, no, I like that throw rug there at the entrance. And one person put, as long as there's nothing at the back door.
Well, that's just it. And they do all that anal stuff now. You know,
yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. The other day I was watching some yoga people doing it.
Porn? There's yoga porn?
Yeah, it was
well, damn it.
And a guy. And one was bent all backwards and woman was eating on her.
She's telling me the story, y'all. She's moving her arm. She's demonstrating. Okay,
and
keep going.
Well, she's not demonstrating on me. I can do that. the one girl that was all bent backwards was eating on the guy, and I'm like, oh my God, but they were all had great bodies.
Well, of course, because it's porn.
How can you really get into all of that, you know, when you're doing all these fancy moves?
I know, shit. Just
especially when you're older.
I mean, it's not as easy to. Well, I'm
move
a gym
around.
Well, I'm a gymnast. Blanche is a gymnast.
Oh, that's right. Blanche does say she's a gymnast. She's awfully flexible with her perky boobs. And you do have great boobs, by the way. So.
Perky boobs. And you on the pencil? I can't even pass
the pencil. God, I trip on mine. I put one around my neck and tie it in a knot. Mine knocked me out the other night.
And that's why I don't run. Because, I mean, they talk about this damn zombie stuff. If the zombie apocalypse comes, I'm just going to lay down. Because I'm either going to run away from them and give myself a fucking concussion, black eyes from the girls, or the zombies are going to eat. One way, I'm dead. I might as well be eaten. No pun intended.
I don't mind that.
So, yeah, there's a lot of, and, you know, one of the questions I'm going to ask.
Lick it up.
Lord have mercy. My mascara is running. Oh, so yeah. Anal sex on porn is just, they make it look so graceful, but it's, you know. Yeah,
right.
It's an exit.
But you know,
you
watching
know.
Porn, and I don't know if y'all do this, but I know I don't. I don't go, ah. I don't do that.
What do you do?
I just go, oh, God, that's good. Oh, God, do it again. And I'm like.
Well, you know they're getting paid, so, and they're constantly looking at the camera. I'm sure somebody's directing them, because that's what porn is. It's not sex. They're just. You know, the pee-pee and the whatever else y'all call it.
The weenie
just,
and the pee-pee.
The weenie
I get,
and the pee-pee.
I get carried away, so I'm liable to say or do anything. I'm a very passionate person.
I can tell. But you and I, we were separated at birth, I'm sure.
Have you ever had a toy cut stuck up in you that you couldn't get out?
No.
Good.
No.
Well, that's the first I've ever heard of that.
I didn't say I couldn't get it out. I just said it was
a cucumber. Toy. Our cucumber.
These cucumbers are better than a man.
They
aren't. They don't make you sleep on the lips.
Unless you squish it and you clamp down on it and it makes cucumber juice or something. Oh, Lord. Yeah, and actually one of the questions that somebody called in, I might as well ask if we're talking about anal sex. I had somebody ask earlier what you guys thought about anal sex. And as far as receiving and being the giver, strapping on, putting a strap on and going to town on a gentleman.
Well, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. I did someone once.
Did you?
With a strap on.
Really?
Yeah. Did he like it? He liked it, but it was like,
did you enjoy doing it?
No.
How old were you when that happened?
13.
Maybe 60.
Oh.
60. Maybe 60.
Okay.
It was all right. It wasn't a thrill.
Did you feel, I was going to ask you, were you feeling the power? I was just going to say, did you feel powerful? Because most women that I talk to that put those strap-ons on, they feel powerful, and they really get into it. And one girl was like, if I actually had a cock, I probably would have came. I said, well, I'm pretty sure you would, because that's the whole point of it. But, okay. And then she said, you know, the more I was thrusting and slapping his ass, I was like, you know, she was telling me, she goes, I actually had an orgasm when I started spanking his ass. I was like, well, alrighty then, good for you. It was that orgasmic energy flowing. And that's what an orgasm is. It is energy. It's not the actual ejaculation or the squirting or whatever everybody wants to call it out there. The proper term is flowing of embryos. But, you know, that's where we get lost in the whole orgasm thing. It's energy flowing. So what about you, Blanche?
I've had anal sex before, but I didn't like it. Didn't get anything out of it. I mean, I was doing me. I've never strapped on anything and taken it on, but I'm very passionate, and I like for a man to take me.
There's nothing like just walking the door. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I'm not talking about, rape or
no,
like
just
that.
Walk in the door. Yes. Yes. Walk in the door, pin you up against the door, just ravage you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, I'm gonna have a moment, y'all. I'm feeling for clutch here. Woo, Lord. You know, but they just But that's just good stuff when they just, you know, they nibble on your neck. They just take you, just, yeah, pull the panties to the side. Go.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's good.
And they know exactly what to do.
Have y'all ever had the trip around the world?
Explain the trip around the world.
That's where you start at the top of their head and go down one side, kissing on them, licking on them. And you know, and then go up the other side and just,
yeah.
And then you go down the middle?
Middle.
And then you go down the middle.
And then you go down the back.
Or while you
go over
the
whole
body. You take your nails down in
their whole body.
My husband liked to do that, but I always told him I like to stay at my home, Texas. I didn't want to go around the world. I just like home, Texas.
You like home base.
Right here, baby.
Yeah, she's pointing to her lady bits down there. Yeah, that whole nails in the inner thighs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll just explode.
The blowing in your arms. When the arms are back like this and come down the arms, I like that to be done to me. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff right there, y'all.
God, is there a man out on the street right now? I need one.
You know, I think everybody got scared off because nobody wants to call in anymore and talk to us. But
are we intimidating?
I guess so.
Well,
so
here we go again.
So we got like 15 minutes, and I got a few more things I want to cover. So body image, like we were talking about porn. You see all these perfect people, and they got everything just perfect. Their boobs don't even jiggle. They're just like
they're plastic.
Yeah, they just.
And
I'm 20
years old.
Right.
Well, I used to.
But body image now, I mean, and that's wonderful. I mean, if I could have boobs that never moved, I'd be happy too.
I will say, my husband thinks I'm the sexiest thing that ever walked on this earth.
Well, you are rocking.
No, he just thinks that. And I just let him think it.
Well,
I know I'm not. But I just let him think it.
But
it's quite all right as long as he thinks it.
Exactly.
That's right.
And
you
that's,
know,
you know.
I've been single 30 years. And I was afraid when I started gaining weight, especially around my middle, that nobody would want to see me naked. And
they could want somebody naked, too.
I didn't even
want
to see me naked. But I don't care anymore.
Fuck no.
Like, 4th of July wants what the
4th
of July wants.
That's right.
Right,
that's
that
sparkler. It's that sparkler.
I need a sparkler.
And, you know, it shouldn't be about, you know, what we look like to enjoy sex or have sex, you know, but men are visual creatures, and they want to see what's going to turn them on.
Well, but you know what? What goes around comes around, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Dunlop or Dickie Doo.
You don't want what?
Dunlop or Dickie Doo?
What the hell?
Dunlop is for stomach, Dunlop over your belt. And Dickie Doo is for the stomach kicked out farther than it is.
I'm a chubby chaser. I want to know when somebody's on top of me.
There's nothing like having. That's
I
right.
I heard that. What did you say? Nicole, didn't you?
Dunlop. Dunlop.
Your stomach dunlopped over your belt. Dickie Doo. Your stomach hangs out farther than your Dickie Doo.
Oh, I've never heard that.
He can't say his cock no more because his stomach done lopped over.
Well, I've been in the woods too long. You know? And I don't get good reception.
But, you know, like.
I know Sal was good. But you got to get over it.
Man.
Oh my God!
Or
yes.
Well, the problem is these days it's hard to find a real man.
I got one.
Somebody that can actually handle a woman.
Exactly, because you know, and that's the beauty of women. We know what we want now, and in this day and time, we're not. Well, there's still some that are afraid out there, but obviously you girls aren't.
If you've got ED, there's other things you can do with a woman that you care about. That are intimate.
Yes.
That benefit you both.
And again.
Well, do you think that women that do not talk about it in open discussion like we are tonight, that they think we're trashy?
I know. I think they're probably all thinking out there, damn, I want to be on the front porch with them.
Oh, okay.
I think they probably are, too.
Because
They've all thought it. They've all thought it. You know, and I'm getting all, and I'm actually getting quite a few messages that they're like, wow, kudos to them. Let me see. Kudos to them. Another one says, I wish I was as open. One is saying, I just turned 68, and I don't know how to feel my body anymore. I need help. You know, so you girls are, y'all are pioneers here tonight. Y'all are starting something here.
Well, you've got to learn who you are, what you want, and how to get it.
Right.
Even if you have to do it by yourself, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't practice sexual contact with yourself, you
lose. Exactly. Well, and you got, and if you, and I've talked about this before, you know, everybody talks about masturbation is bad, I'm going to go blind, fuck that. You know, it's.
That's not true because I'm not blind.
I'm not blind yet either. I bet not that simple.
Blind. And I'm
72 years old. Well, there you go. There's
dementia. She forgot a contact.
But you know,
I have a boyfriend that says he masturbates every day in the shower, and he said his father told him to do that because if you don't use it, you lose it. And so he practiced what he believed, and he was wonderful in bed.
Well, you know,
because you know what you want.
That men who don't get it enough end up with prostate cancer.
And I talked about that on a show last week, week before, I don't remember, on one of my shows I did. Our blowjobs are medicinal. Mm-hmm. So, yes, because.
What is medicinal?
Medicinal. How much of that turkey you had there? What'd you say, Blanche?
They should be willing to reciprocate.
Well, okay. So you don't.
If you do a blue jab for them, even for medicinal purposes, they should be able to do you.
Well, of course. Well, you're 69. What about that? You like the 69?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most of them, that's all they can do.
No. Do you prefer the top or the bottom?
Is that the same thing as a 96? You get 8.4.
I put something up the other day.
I like it at 70.
There's nothing wrong with it, and it's so good. It makes you feel good to talk about it. It makes you good to feel your body, feel every sensation, you know.
What God gave to us for.
Exactly.
To enjoy.
Exactly. So,
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's have some church. Hallelujah and amen.
Well, I didn't really mean to force
it. We're going to have to say
it. Overdo it, ladies. You want to be a wrestler? You want to be a lady wrestler?
We're going to have to say some Hail Marys and the rosary after this.
I don't know. I'm Methodist. We just send you potato chips on
there. And, you know, speaking of anal, I saw something the other day that said something about, again, it's with the Catholic girls, and no offense against Catholic girls. I'm used to being Catholic girl. But it said, stop using the poop hole as a loophole. Uh-huh. And you know, because there's people out there that say, I'm still a virgin if I use the poop hole as a loophole.
I did not have sex with that woman. Thank God. He got a blowjob. I'm using my mood. Growing up, when they talked about liberal sex, I thought that was just something we talked about. I didn't know liberal sex. Liberal sex. You want my children?
I have one text message here that says, tell them I am a 75-year-old man, that I can get a woody like an oak tree, and I love my women trashy.
And where do you live? Can we call you like
an email address? I dare that person. We got 8 minutes and 32 seconds. Whoever this is, call in and say hello.
Tell him we'll talk trashy.
He's gonna have a fivesome. Shit.
But you know, back to the anal sex thing, to me it's like whatever two people who are intimate with each other enjoy is okay if you're both agreeable to it.
Exactly. There's no limits, there's no boundaries, and you should explore it together. Mm-hmm. So you guys still get your, if you see somebody out there, I mean, do y'all go out? What do y'all do? We're running out of time, but
go country dancing. Go out, and we're gonna have a good weekend in a few weeks.
I want to go. Where y'all going?
We're going to Mandela's weekend.
Oh shit! I might tag along with y'all. I might meet y'all.
It's so much fun. They're all married, but who cares? That's all the better. Well, you know, their wives pack their underwear with their gun, and they call them half the time and say, where's my underwear? We just go dance now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to read this because I spoke, this person called in, or no, I didn't call in, they sent an email last week, and she is a lesbian and had never really had an orgasm with her partner. And I told her she was robbing her partner. She would, you know, get to that point, but wouldn't fully have an orgasm. She was always the giver. She couldn't be the receiver. And I told her, you need to give yourself permission. So I gave her, we went back and forth offline and gave her some pointers and told her not to hold her breath and to just enjoy her body at that moment. So she sent me a response. And let's see. She says, I would just like to take a few moments to thank you for your prompt response to my email. I love your show and have been tuning in every Wednesday evening to listen. I also have subscribed to your podcast so I can listen to the show again throughout my week. To hear someone talk so openly and freely about sexuality and reassure women everywhere that it's okay to be sexual and it isn't wrong to love having sex is such a breath of fresh air. As a lesbian, I find it extremely hard to talk to anyone about sex, let alone ask for sexual advice. Words cannot express how well your advice paid off. I never thought about sex from my partner's point of view until you brought it up. I have been sexually active since the age of 19 and have rarely had an orgasm with a partner during sex. When he told me that holding back robs my partner of the satisfaction of pleasing me, that really opened my eyes. I'm going to start crying, y'all. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say The advice you gave me worked. And girl, it worked again and again and again in capital letters.
Yay!
That's fucking fabulous. She's like, ha ha ha, I cannot thank you enough for the advice. I warn you, though, you've opened a can of worms because you're officially my go-to girl for all things sex advice related. I look forward to the show this evening. Thank you so much. That made me tear up, y'all. This is why I do what I do. That's what I'm so passionate about and why I'm out here. Give me a second. This is why I do what I do, because everybody deserves to have intimacy and pleasure and ecstasy. It's our fucking birthright to feel this insane pleasure. And, you know, don't hold back from it. And you girls have, like I said, y'all have opened a door tonight for a lot of people.
Nobody can be closer than two people that come together.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's so spiritual almost.
Yes.
Like out of body experience.
Exactly. When you can have that orgasmic energy just at the same time, you know, I have men say, well, I'm going to make sure she gets hers first. And then I'll get mine. Well, that's fine. But
do it together.
Why don't you release, you know, surrender to each other and fucking come together, you know, have that orgasm together. It's energy. It's not about the ejaculation. And that's what we're going to talk about next week, where men have that misconception that you have to be completely hard to have an ejaculation or an orgasm. It's fucking energy. You can be completely soft, not completely hard, and still have that orgasmic energy flow through your body. And next week, y'all want to listen to next week's show. I have Renee on, and she is my fairy goddess, and I trained with her, you know, to be the certified tantra practitioner and teach spiritual sexuality. And she's going to be on next week, and we're going to talk about healthy lady parts and healthy male parts. But, you know, it's about connecting and being one and truly having that connection. And
right.
You girls have I probably got raccoon eyes from laughing and crying so much tonight. You girls have been fabulous, and I'm going to go ahead and book y'all for next month.
Are we going to be on the street?
Baby, you just never know where we're going to be.
I'd like to go out there and pull somebody up. I got to release some of this energy. Okay, since you're off the air, I'm outside.
We're going to have to find somebody for, what's your name again? Oh, you're Sophia. Sophia.
Somebody named Sal.
Oh. You see, the only one I can remember is Blanche. So we're coming to the last minute here, and you guys, if you want to get in touch with me, I do coaching sessions, the love coaching sessions. You can find me on my website, frontporchsextalk.com. I am now starting Monday from 2 to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, and midnight Pacific. Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee on Rock Rage Radio. I'm going to be playing some sexy music and doing some sexy talk. So those on the California side, if you're up at midnight, listen in. Everybody else, for us insomniacs, you have a good time. That's rockrageradio.com. And I want to do some shout outs real quick to, again, Renee, holisticsexeducation.com. Go get you what your mama, the Bible, and porn never taught you about sex. And it's an ebook. It's fucking fabulous. And it's free. Go get it. Rebel Rescue. It's Pitbull Awareness Month. Rebel Rescue in Victoria, Texas. Caliber Theory. Awesome band. Listen to them. Google them. YouTube them. They're awesome. So, girls, any last little... We got 30 seconds left. Y'all want to say anything?
It's been great. I've
had a great time. And I hope your listeners had a great time.
I say enjoy each other and don't lose the passion.
Exactly.
Let's go fuck.
All in favor say aye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, for all the love and the messages we're getting. I'm down to the last few seconds. Remember, on the front porch, it's not your mama talk, obviously. So stick around next week. Don't miss it. With all my love, from my front porch to yours.